You're listening to Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenor of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, is on the phone line to take up the forecast. It doesn't look particularly good for parts of next week. Mike, what can you tell me about the storm that we're about to get?
Well, there are several storm systems that will move on through the Corn Belt over the next 5 to 7 days. The most important one begins Saturday night and then continues through Sunday and into Monday. This does include a large portion of Illinois, and the big concern is that we have Arctic air that's in place right now. That will stay in place, and then when this system moves on to the east, it interacts with moisture off to the south, some very high humidity levels that are associated with tropical air, and that will interact with the cold air at the same time, and that's a good formula for snow. The big question right now is how much snow will there be, and where will it go? Most likely, it looks like it'll start somewhere around Kansas City in northwest Missouri and then spread to the east-northeast through a large portion of Missouri and central Illinois and then on to the east from there, including most soft red winter wheat areas of Indiana, Ohio, and even into Pennsylvania and New York. So we're talking about a fairly large system. As far as amounts go, it's a difficult call right now, but we would feel fairly comfortable with widespread 6-inch to 12-inch amounts. So we're talking about a large system for early March, and this could disrupt transportation for the 24 to 48-hour period. Beyond that, there's more chances for rain or snow after that. So this stormy pattern that's been in place for the better part of 4 months and the cold pattern that's been in place for a long time is essentially continuing, though it does moderate a bit as we get into the end of next week.
Well, hopefully we'll see signs of spring sooner rather than later. Turn your attention to South America. Tell me about the crops there and what conditions they are moving through parts of the harvest season now.
Yeah, harvest is underway across Brazil, and harvest conditions have been okay. It was fairly dry for several weeks leading up to about 1 to 2 weeks ago. It is raining occasionally now in Brazil, and that's slowing harvest at times and also slowing second crop planting. But overall, it doesn't appear to us to be anything unusual. Rainfall has been fairly close to average over the last 1 to 2 weeks. But one of the questions that we do have, and it's something that we'll have to follow, regard second crop corn planting and how soil moisture looks from that. It is good that it's raining now. But corn, or at least second crop corn, is around half of Brazil's corn crop. And so we really need to see conditions there remain favorable as we go forward. And at this point, we think they will, at least as far as rainfall on and off over the next 7 to 10 days. And Argentina has turned very cool recently, and the cooler pattern has been of a benefit for filling soybeans. So that's well timed for them, though the growing season hasn't been perfect. It was dry and hot earlier in January and even in the parts of February.
Mike, are you of the opinion that the crop in Brazil and Argentina for soybeans, Brazil in particular, has been hurt at all by the season's average kind of weather forecast that has been good sometimes and really kind of poor sometimes?
Well, you have to wonder about that. If you look at southeast Brazil, which is where around 15 to 20% of soybeans are produced, they've been in a fairly severe drought for a while now. This all began in late December. It really hasn't broken to this point. Things definitely have not been perfect down there this growing season, and a perfect growing season would lead to production in the 90s as far as metric million tons go for Brazil, and we think that's probably off the table just given the mixed weather of recent weeks and months.
That's Mike Tenor. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.